We are ready to start the meeting. Portfolio Committee Secretary, are we ready?
Recording in progress.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, Chairperson, we have a quorum.
We do have a quorum, okay. And I think it's time, because I can see that you might be under pressure in terms of finishing our business. Honorable members, the delegation from the ministry, Deputy Minister Dimeng, Chairperson of the Demarcation Board, as well as members of the board, the CEO and the team from the Demarcation Board, as well as officials from the department, our team from Parliament, honorable members, let me officially open the meeting and welcome you to this important meeting, which is the outcome of a process that started even before I came because of issues in the Demarcation Board. Can I get apologies from you, PC Secretary?
Yes, Chairperson. There was actually an apology, but I see Honorable Kreza is in the meeting because there was an apology for him saying that he won't be attending the meeting due to ill health. The minister has apologized. She is on her way to a funeral, so she is traveling. The Deputy Minister Nkadimeng also want to request early departure at 10:15 as she will also be traveling. Then both DG Williamson and DG Dipofu, they attending the NAT joint meetings today. Mr. Mbulelo Sigaba will be leading the delegation from the department's admin side. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, any apologies? I don't want to exclude you. There might be other pressures that you might have. Any apologies? Well, none. I think
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Mbapela.
DM Mbapela, I will be attending the meeting even when DM Gadiman leaves. I will still be here with the department. Thank you very much.
Okay, no, thanks. That will help us. Can we now look at the agenda for today? The agenda for today is the is the engagement with the Department of Cooperative Governance and Municipal Demarcation Board on the outcome of investigation of alleged wrongdoing and governance challenges at the Municipal Demarcation Board. I thought I should clarify this so that there's no confusion. We will be engaging on this. In particular, because when it was presented to us, we felt that there's some work that they need to do before they come to us. So that is the opportunity now, and I will immediately hand over. Well, let me allow members first to adopt the agenda, though it is just one item. Any proposal for adoption?
I propose adoption, Chair.
Adoption proposed and seconded. I think then let's move to it. And I'll immediately hand over to Deputy Minister Nkadi Meng. When I say I hand over to you, Deputy Minister, I'm handing over to you with whoever who can assist you to deal with the matter before us. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and morning to honorable members. Morning to dear Babela, Assistant Secretariat to the committee, and also to the department. Thank you very much for the opportunity presented by the family committee to the ministry. As it agreed in the last portfolio committee meeting, which requested an updated report and presentation on the issues pertaining to the demarcation board. I forgot to greet the chairperson, SEO, and other members of the board. Yeah. Who are here.
Yes, I wanted to comment about it. Honorable Deputy Minister, your audio is not audible enough. It looks like there's some problems with the network.
Well, I was avoiding to switch the camera on, Chair, because I've got network challenges. But nonetheless, I wanted to introduce the presentation because I'm not very audible. I'll then hand over for the presentation quickly and hopefully try to move to a better space so I could be able to follow in discussions and responses. Thank you, Chair.
I'm not sure. Handing over, who is taking over?
Ulona Umbulelo Sigaba uyena ozothatha over. Chairperson also present a response from the minister after your engagements in August, where you had said the minister must also meet with the demarcation board, look at the issues, and Sigaba then therefore will then be presenting that report on behalf of the department. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Makakube Sigaba.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. Yes, I've got Chair Advocate Timbalani who will take us through the presentation, Honorable Chair.
Thank you.
Advocate Timbalani.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, Deputy Ministers present, and DGs and colleagues. My name is Nkateko Mpangani. I'll be taking you through the presentation. Maybe Secretariat, can you assist to fly the presentation for us?
Chair. Chair, may we see the advocate?
Let's make that a general, that there's this demand that when we are making presentations, we want to see you because this process is actually captured everywhere. Advocate, can you appear on the screen as you present?
Thank you, Chair. You can see me, Chair.
Okay,
morning once again, honorable members. I'll be taking you through the report on the collapse of governance at the Municipal Demarcation Board, as it has been indicated. Can you go down to the next slide? The purpose of the presentation is to brief the Portfolio Committee for COPTA on the recommended further steps to be undertaken to address the governance challenges at the MDB. The presentation will talk about the first one is the mandate of the board, the background to the issues, and then the report conducted by the board, which was the evaluation of board members and committee evaluation, and then the legislative provision that is there to address the issues of governance in the board, and then the recommendations. Can you go to the next slide? So what we're saying here, our Chair and honorable members, deputy ministers and the chair of the board, the board was established primarily it derives its mandate from section 153.55 subsection 3b of the constitution and section 1574 of the constitution, and the constitution itself provided for national legislation that it must be enacted to establish criteria and procedures for the determination of municipal boundaries by an independent authority. In that regard, the Local Government Municipal Demarcation Act was promulgated that established the MDB as an independent authority to determine and redetermine municipal boundaries and render any advisory services in respect to the Act itself. The Structures Act also provides for the different categories of municipalities and the criteria for determining the category of municipalities. The board is also mandated to conduct capacity assessment for municipalities, and those reports are used to determine and redetermine powers and functions between districts and locals to advise the MECs. We can go to the next slide. Okay, the current sitting of the board was appointed by the president, chairperson, and honorable members on the 1st of March 2019. The CEO was appointed by the board from COCTA on a contract of 5 years ending in February 2022. Currently, the minister received a notice of resignation of one board member, which means that there will be 9 members left at the board. Section 6, subsection 2 of the Act allows the minister to reduce the number of board members by not filling the vacancy. And the reason is that the process of appointment of the board members is cumbersome. You have the Chief Justice as the chair of the selection committee, and the President of the Supreme Court, Salga, as well, and the Commission for Human Rights as the panel itself. Can you go to the next slide? So the background here, Chair, on the issue at hand today is that both the CEO of the board and the chairperson wrote to the minister requesting minister's intervention on allegation leveled against the chairperson and the CEO. And the allegations were as a result of a whistleblower. And then subsequent to that, the minister responded to the board to indicate that they must appoint an independent panel to investigate the matter and report to her. And then this issue was scheduled to be discussed on the 31st of August, as the chairperson has indicated. And then the CEO of the board circulated a report titled "The Genesis of My Unfortunate Journey and My Treatment at the MDB" to the portfolio committee in preparation of the meeting of the 31st. In that report, the CEO has outlined the status of the board and its ability and capacity to execute their fiduciary responsibilities, and allegation of division and infighting amongst board members. According to the CEO, then there are three camps or groupings of board members at MDB, and which could risk the board or hinders the board to execute its work. The other recommendation from the CEO on this report was that an inquiry should be undertaken to establish whether the board can discharge its fiduciary and oversight responsibility, and to provide clarity on legislation governing the board. And here he makes an example of whether the board is governed by the Companies Act or any other legislation. As subsequent to that, Chair, the minister received a report commissioned by the board itself. The board had appointed Okorim to do an evaluation on the assessment and effectiveness of the board and its committees, their non-executive directors and directors. This was for the period of June 2021 to July 2021. And then the report, the analysis of the report demonstrated some of the governance system oversight have deteriorated. For example, the report makes a reference to the fact that some board members attend meetings unprepared. Some meetings are dominated by certain members, and sometimes the chairperson allows the situation to occur where critical issues are not deliberated. Some members are unable to differentiate their oversight role, thereby encroaching on the roles of the administration and the staff. And the administration, on the other hand, does not allow the board to provide policy direction and decision making, but instead the decision of the board as a policy making structure are responsible for oversight and day-to-day operations are being challenged by sometimes by administration. So the legislation that governs the board, Section 12 of the Act, of the Demarcation Act, provide that the board members must conduct themselves in a manner that may not compromise the organization's credibility, impartiality, independence, or integrity. And it further provides that if these principles are being contravened by the board members, such conduct is deemed unacceptable and which may lead to either removal or suspension of board members by the president. The Act in Section 13, Subsection 4 A and B of the Act provides the establishment of a tribunal by the president to investigate any misconduct, incapacity, incompetency of the board members at MDB. And we're saying at this point, it's the board is at a critical point of dealing with the outer boundary, which is a strategic work of the board. And therefore, if the board, it's not the governance systems have deteriorated, then it will impact on the collective decision-making process as provided for in the Act. We can go to the next slide. And the recommendation to the Honorable House is that the Minister has intervened in this matter and made recommendation for the President to establish the investigating tribunal to investigate any incompetency and any misconduct of board members, to deal with all these governance challenges and allegations and counter allegations between the CEO and the board. I thank you.
I'm not sure if DMs now, if there's any comment you'd want to make before I move to allow the chairperson of the board to comment as well. Any comments from the DMs, DM Kadimenk and DM Bapela?
No comment on my side, Chair. We possibly can move towards the chairperson of the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairperson of the board, we'll just hand over to you to comment before we allow members to engage.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Thank you, honorable members of the committee. And let me also take the opportunity to thank our deputy ministers present here, including, of course, my colleagues, members of the board, and all members participating in the session. Chairperson, first, I think we should all applaud the presentation and also support the proposal that a tribunal should be set to look into exactly the governance matters pertaining the board. That I think should be welcomed because of the reasons given that we will also, as the board, be looking into critical matters pertaining to our core function in terms of the outer boundaries of municipalities for the country. Of course, Chairperson, although that is what we are welcoming, I think the use or the phrasing of the issues will need to be critically looked into. I was shocked when I saw the title saying collapse of governance at MDB. And at the same time, we all agree that there are challenges because 2 weeks back, we did present to this committee and we indicated the performance of the municipal demarcation board. And we all applauded the fact that the board has been performing quite well. Of course, there is a risk of a collapse if there is no intervention. Hence, we welcome the intervention that is proposed, Chairperson. I'm just trying to say, for now, there are challenges. It is not a total collapse, but I think the tribunal, of course, will give a report to the committee when it has done its work. There are definitely challenges, Chairperson, which have to be looked into to get the institution still to be on track. I thank you very much, Chairperson and members.
Thank you very much. Well, now, honorable members, allow you an opportunity to discussions now, whether in the form of questions, comments. I'll be looking at your hands. It's open to members. I see the first hand, Honorable Hadebe.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Kalip, you are still number one. Let me just note the hands first.
Honorable Kalip.
Number two, any other hand? Honorable Teza, number three. Honorable Mbumza, number four. Okay, I don't seem to see any further hand for now. Can I allow you, Honorable Hadel?
Thank you, Chair, and my apologies for not switching on my video. I've got connectivity challenges, but for us to be able to make progress, please allow me not to switch on my video. We welcome, Chair, the presentation as presented by both two speakers, and take note of the fact that the matters are still ongoing, and as such, one would be in a better position to be able to articulate and express views and opinion once the investigation is complete. One would therefore propose that let's allow due processes to unfold and the tribunal conclude its work, and therefore the committee will be in a position to effectively deal with issues as it pertains to the demarcation board. And we note the report and what the chair is saying in terms of its performance. Indeed, three consecutive clean audit that reflects a state of a well-functioning board, but yeah, there are challenges, and those challenges ought to be attended to. So one would therefore like to propose that as soon as we have the complete final outcome, it will be easy and irrational for us to engage at this stage. Thank you, Chair.
Lipi, over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, thanks very much for this item to be finally comes here. Chair, if you remember the background of this issue, it was picked up by the committee when this when the MDEB was presenting their annual report. And it was not mentioned in this committee that there are challenges, until as committee members, we wanted an explanation. And correctly, the chairperson said, no, since the chairperson of the board have gave us a summary of what are the challenges there, so let us receive a formal report here. So that's why we are having this report from the department today. But what we need to check with the department, why this matter was sort of been hidden until the committee members got hold of the challenges outside the department. That is number one that I want to know from the department. Because if we didn't expose this when the board was doing the presentation, we wouldn't know about these challenges that the board is facing. That is number one. The second issue that I want to get a clarity on the presentation, I think the recommendation suggests that the minister, which is the head or the executive authority, have said, let me quickly go to the presentation, Chair, just hold on. On the recommendation, even the status quo, in line with section 13, subsection A and B, the minister recommended to the president the establishment of an investigating tribunal to investigate incompetence and on any misconduct of the board members. So if this recommendation by the minister has been sent to the president, can we get a clarity? For how long? What is the timeline? Has the president responded or not? And if not, how long can this be processed? So in order for us to know what are we dealing with here? And secondly, Chairperson, what I want to check here is the issue of the CEO in particular, because the report also states that there were two letters that were written separately. The CEO and I think is the chair of the board wrote to the minister. So therefore, I want to know, is the reason why the contract of the CEO is not just hold on, Chair. there is the reason why the contract of the CEO ayivuselelwanga. So why the CEO contract is not revuselelwi? I want to understand that in context, Chairperson, because my understanding...
Renewed, Mkhalip, renewed.
Hey, wait, wait, I'm not talking to you. I didn't answer you when you were speaking. Why the CEO contract is not renewed? Maybe we can get a clarity from the department and from the board. Because our understanding, there's a tribunal that is still a recommendation from the minister. And still, we have taken a decision not to renew his contract. So can we get a clarity in that regard? But for me, Chairperson, is more than that. You know, when there is a board that is expected, because here in the report as well, when the presenter was also telling us about the challenges, it's also stated in this presentation to say that because they are also expected to do some of the jobs as the board. And it says that on your presentation, there are three caucuses or but there are three groups within the board. And it seems as if this board is not functioning.
Factions.
So there are three groups within the board. So it's clear, Chairperson, there is no leadership here. I don't know. Maybe the chair of the board will also tell us what is going on, really. Because my take is that the board was... Well, they didn't want this issue to go to public, especially to this committee, in order for the committee members to able to deal with the situation. So therefore, the board chair, as the chairperson of this board, must tell us about why this information was hiding to all of us. And then the other issue that I need to know, Chair, why is the board not satisfied with the response provided by the CEO to the extent of appointing a service provider to investigate the matter, which really amounted to wastage, as the investigation found no basis for the allegation level against the CEO? Because there's a report that is coming from the board, which even the whistleblower is something that is not there. And the CEO said, no, I'm cooperating with everything. And this is my side of the story. And after the CEO has stated his side of the story, still there is a suggestion of this service provider to investigate this matter. So what are we saying? What are we really dealing with? Or is the, we are still dealing with those three groups that are fighting amongst themselves? And the Honorable Peggy said factions, because he knows very well what is factions. And what is the purpose of the organizational culture survey completed on the 5th and 8th slides from the presentation from the NDP? So if we can be clarified on those issues, Chairperson, because I think I understand very well that there is also a trust issue now between the CEO and some of the board members. But to me, that is not an issue because the CEO is accountable to the board and the board must be the one who must be always give guidance in terms of how the MDP must take their work forward. So it must not be personal. So it must be always professional between themselves. So even if there are trust issues now, I think it speaks to the deep challenges that the board is facing. So therefore, I need to get those clarities before maybe we agreed with the suggestion of Honorable Hadebe or disagree with it. But we need to be clarifying those issues first, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Teza.
So thank you very much. Some of the issues, you'll forgive me, Chair. Some of the issues are covered by Honorable colleague, because at the center of what we wanted to raise is the issue of the tribunal itself and the duration of the investigation and how will it hamper on the budget of the department. given the fact that we are still facing issues of regression within the department in terms of the audit outcomes. And secondly, Chair, I would propose going forward, because this for us reveals that there are underpinning problems within these entities of culture. Hence, we need to delve into more investigations pertaining to MISA, pertaining to SARGA, so that we clarify, so that it doesn't affect the governance of those entities and affect service delivery in the end. So that's the issue, and the issue of service providers having provided services and obviously been paid. So that issue has been covered. So I just wanted to lay out this, but prematurely, Chair, we wouldn't comment until that tribunal, but it comes with the report. But that report must be known how long it will take and how much will it cost the department and why so. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mbumza.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, Chair, the colleagues, and the ministers, the Chair of the Board and Board members. Chair, I had listened to this presentation by advocate from the Ministry, as well as the earlier presentation by the Chair of the Demarcation Board and this board. And when listening, you are finding that the institutions at some point had generated an unbecoming behavior of personalities, wherein now we are getting a sense that you had had a whiskey bore which has become a hooks. And that speaks into the intra-organizational communication policy, whether the communication policy, internally communication policy of the organization as well as external, is it actually intact and vetted by the CETA so that matters of this nature do not emerge going forward within the institution itself. Secondly, Chair, we have this challenge that is raised here related to governance issues, in particular to my concern, besides the fact that there is a report that indicates that then the word that is used here, Honorable, is not faction, is camps, that there are three camps of the board. And then this reflects that the board is not coherent in providing the policy direction within the institution. At the same time, we are getting a fact that the board is being challenged by the administration, is not allowed perhaps to provide such a policy direction. Amen. Nonetheless, Chair, whilst getting that, and it speaks to the fact that the earlier point that I raised on, I know that somewhere that you get that there is an organizational culture survey that has been undertaken to address the issue around this question of unbecoming behaviors. It would be important that perhaps such an organizational culture survey would be quickly followed by a people management orientation, which would to some extent would begin to stride around the psychosocial level so that it might be in a position to assist the organization to weed out such a challenge that is emerging of personalities and the unbecoming behavior, which is not professional. Because it's contrary to chapter 10 of the constitution that would require administration that is professional and developmental orientated and responsive. May I therefore, Chair, in lending also concur with the earlier proposal by Honorable Pipeg that we note the progress so far made around the recommendation toward the President to establish an investigation tribunal. And we will await the outcomes as the committee of such a tribunal probing into these governance challenges within the board. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. I will now allow the responses, especially focusing on the clarities that are required, whether in relation to the tribunal, time frames and costs, whether in relation to the content of what are the challenges there. I think I would allow where the department as well as the board to help us go through that. I hope those two hands that I still see, members are struggling to pull those hands down. Honorable Mkalipi and Honorable Mbooms, okay, they are down. Over to you, Deputy Minister and team.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm a bit settled in a better space now. I think my network is better. I can even be visible. Thank you very much, Chairperson. It will be difficult, Chair, to foretell for the committee when will the tribunal be finalized. But I think the spirit of the report and the presentation from the minister does indicate that we are sensitive to the tasks and the duty that the Municipal Demarcation Board has to be undertaking currently, which is the outer boundary review of municipalities. And they've commenced with that process. And we hope that the importance by the Office of the President will also undertake and note the importance of that task for the tribunal to finish and conclude speedily the tasks that they've been requested by the law via the Office of the Minister to ensure that they finalize. And on the same vein, it will actually be very difficult for us as a department to then indicate the costs and the related logistics with regard to the presidential response and the tribunal. But suffice to say that it's a matter that we view as well as the department in an important light and would want it resolved as fast as and as soon as possible. The issue which was also raised by Honorable Mkalipi with regard to the matter hidden to the portfolio. Well, I may not necessarily say the issue was hidden per se, because it was responded to as it became raised by the chairperson at the portfolio committee. At the time, I do believe it was the extent in which the ministry was still looking into the issue after the letters which were sent both separately by the chair and the CEO of the board, which I do believe that it was a correct procedure when the challenges are being experienced either at the board for them to interact with the ministry to ensure that those issues are resolved and there's intervention that the minister can bring. The two issues which are related to one another is the CEO contract and the wastage. I think let's leave, Chair, the issue of the wastage to the tribunal. They will have to thoroughly look into one, the responses or the matters which were raised by the CEO and him availing himself to any processes that the board would want to undertake. The letter and the response from the complainant, who is non-existent now, will also be thoroughly looked at, I believe, at the tribunal. And there will be a reasoning why possibly the board, irregardless of the two previous, that is the non-existent CEO, still opted for a 500,000 intervention in the form of an investigation. I think that's what the tribunal actually will also, amongst other things, look into, but also ensure that they speedily resolve the matter. The contract of the CEO is a procedural matter on how the contract anywhere else is being dealt with. Yes, an option of a renewal is possible in any contract which has a clause of a renewable contract. But under such circumstances, with three groups or divisions in the board, I doubt they would have been able to come to an amicable solution or decision into such a matter of importance. And it is all still within the processes. As far as I recall, the position has already been advertised. And I think a process of filling will also be undertaken. I think I will end there, Chair, if the chairperson and the DM also would want to add, they could make their inputs. But we appreciate the engagement by the portfolio committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, chairperson of the board.
Thanks, Chairperson and members. I would also, Chairperson, agree with the Deputy Minister by one saying, immediately when these challenges came in, I did quickly write a letter to the Minister requesting a hearing on the matter pertaining to challenges in the board. So nothing really was hidden. And of course, in most cases, when there are this type of challenges, you first look into internally, can't the matters be resolved? And if they cannot then be resolved internally, you then go to the superiors, or of course, where we are reporting, to get also assistance. So I just want to clarify on that. And on other issues, I would humbly and respectfully, Chairperson, request, I mean the issues that have been raised by Kalipa, that some of those issues, of course, are issues that will be looked into by the proposed tribunal. So the sooner the tribunal comes in, the better, and also the easier for us to give clarification on the issues that will basically be looked into, of which I think some of those that Mem Kalipa also was raising. So I really support the proposal that definitely let's have an independent body that will look into these governance matters so that we can still remain on track as the board. Thanks very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. Any follow-ups, honorable members? I think we, unless I didn't hear well, follow-ups, I can see your hands. It's Honorable Kalipi, you are number one. Honorable Chaza, number two. Honorable Hadebe, number three. In that order, Honorable Mkhalipi.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thanks very much for the response from the Deputy Minister and the Chair of the Board. Now, Chair, we must get our record straight. This matter was not brought by anyone here except the Portfolio Committee when the board was here, tabling another matter that is not related to this matter. It's us as members who said, no, there is this matter that you are hearing from the grapevine. Can we be clarified? Until the chair of the board confirmed our concerns that we raised in terms of this matter, and the chair ruled on that meeting, which was not even called, I think it has been 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, to say since it's a formal matter, since the chair of the board has agreed that there is that challenge, it must come here to be discussed. Hence, we have this formal report from the department. So we must set our record straight, Deputy Minister, that this matter remains a hidden matter from the board side and from the department until we said, no, let us be taken on board, because we think that this board is very important. It deals with the lives of ordinary South Africans when they deal with demarcation. So we can't afford a situation whereby there will be these challenges and you are not taken into consideration and you are not being taken as into confidence as the Portfolio Committee. It is very worrisome, the Chair, if the Deputy Minister as well is saying that no, they wouldn't know about the time frame of this tribunal. So therefore, if the Deputy Minister and the Minister, who's supposed to at least have a clue, as they have communicated with the Office of the President. So what about us as the committee at a legislature level? What about the South Africans, who is very much interested to know about this matter, especially the finality of this matter? Especially when we are told that there is challenges within the board, which also makes the work of the board to be very difficult while this matter is not dealt with. One is not opposing to the a kind of a decision that there must be a tribunal, which is an independent body. But one will expect that at least there is leadership in the department and even in the board itself. So now we are made to believe that no, it needed a very independent body which will take some time to resolve this matter while the problems are still continuing within the board and is affecting the work of the board. So that is my only worry, Chairperson. So I think we must get another follow-up meeting regards to this, because we can't just leave it to say the department have come to the Portfolio Committee and it has brief the Portfolio Committee, and that's it. So we need to make a follow-up on these matters, especially with the time frames. So now I hear the Deputy Minister again when he says that on the issue of the contract of the CEO, while we are told here that there are three groups that are fighting within the board, and it will be very difficult for the board to take a decision in terms of the contract of the CEO. So therefore, one must ask herself or himself, what is the use of the board if they can't take decisions now that are very important? And secondly, I think the most valuable and most logic thing is to renew this contract of the CEO until this matter is finalized. Because it's the very same board who is telling us that no, in fact, on the allegation of the CEO after investigation. So the CEO is not, the CEO is umsulwa in a sense. So therefore, what is the difficult part of it to renew his contract then? And if the board does not want to renew the CEO's contract, but I think it's fair to anyone saying that we have this board, this investigation, or this tribunal that has been established, which we don't know for how long, when is this matter that is going to be concluded, to say that Nati as a board, we don't have any clue how to finalize and when to be this matter will be finalized, then let us renew his contract. So I think they must consider that. And then the chairperson of the board, who always portray leadership skills with his experience from somewhere else, which I always admire him, I think he must take a lead to that regard if he wants this institution, as Babu Mpumza was also alluding to that fact, but we need this institution to be intact. He must take the lead and say and guide those people and board members. And if it's failing, as a chairperson and other board members, to say, let us leave our differences aside, of which is also shocking that you've been appointed to lead the board of this statue. And then you go and you take issues as if it's personal issues. I really fail to understand, really, chairperson. The things that we suppose as leadership entrusted with the very, very important task to be board member of Municipal Demarcation Board, we just decided to be very petty and engage on something that is not helping the country. I really wish that the minister was here, or I really wish the two ministers, the deputy ministers, that they are here, just to provide us with clarity to say, why do we have to keep this board? Who does not want to be leadership? Who does not want to do their functions, but who are very interested on factions? What are they fighting for? Because their fight is...
Honorable Kalipi, the deputy minister, as was earlier indicated, might want to leave. I'm saying, as you speak, take note of that.
Yes, Chair. No, it's fine. She is a servant of the people. She must be here to hear us as members of this portfolio committee, Chair, as we are doing our job. This is our oversight. We must do it, Chair. As I conclude, Chairperson, I'm suggesting that we must be clarified on that matter, especially the board members. We must not hear from the deputy minister, because it seems as if, or it will be taken as if, the deputy minister is influencing the board not to renew the contract of the CEO. So the board must tell us what is their plan. If they don't want to renew the contract of the CEO, what is the plan? Because I don't think that board can continue functioning with this information that we are told here, which they don't even know the time frame of the tribunal. How are they going to function without the CEO? And lastly, Chairperson, I think the CEO as well, he knows his right in terms of the Labor Relations Act. If he is treated unfairly, he must take those necessary steps. But I appeal from the board members to say, do the right thing and then correct whatever is there. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think, unfortunately, the Deputy Minister, before I take those hands, as she indicated earlier, but Honorable Mapela said he will remain. So I'm trying to say it's not something that we can negotiate now. She is on board the flight already. Honorable Teza.
Chair, once again, I wouldn't have had a follow-up question had the deputy ministers ascertained the question about the time frame. Chairperson, we must not do this to the country. Every public representative, every minister, the deputy minister, must be accountable to the people that they represent. And we must not answer for the sake of malicious compliance, because I wouldn't have spoken if he had given me time frames, because time frames into any issue, if you are investigating any corruption, any issues, any underpinning issues within the department and within the entity, surely would affect the time and the stability of that particular institution. We have a problem. We're sitting with a problem here. Surely it needs to be investigated, as I said before. But not to know what is the time frame speaks again to the incapacity of the state to do its work thoroughly, you know, to put measures in place. Maybe I should have put it that way, Chair, and said that what measures have you put in place to inform the time frame of this investigation, and what implications then thereof would have been incurred in terms of the budget of the department. I rest my case, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Adebe.
Thank you, Honourable the Chairperson. First and foremost, Chair, let me agree that indeed issues raised by Honourable Members are very critical, genuine, and they deserve urgent intervention, Chair, because they could have negative impact to ordinary citizens if they're not addressed speedily. However, Chair, the reality of the matter is that we do not know how deep and severe are these challenges facing the board. As such, one can only at this stage, Chair, appeal to the board, the ministry, and the tribunal to do everything to expedite the process of investigation and getting to the bottom of all these issues and challenges that are facing the department. But equally, when we appeal for them to expedite the process, we are not rushing them to commit errors and blunders in the process. We want them to do a thorough job, ensure that they dot all the I's and cross all the T's in getting to the bottom of this matter. That would be my humble appeal and plea. If, Chair, there's a saying, those that are well vested with project management, that you cannot manage that which you cannot measure. And I think at this stage, we are sitting with the challenge of not knowing how deep and severe the challenges. Let's then appeal for expeditiously resolution onto this matter, and hoping that those who are charged with that responsibility will also see this matter as important, Chair. What's important now and critical is that indeed it does seem as if attention has been given to this matter. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Whilst there might be need for the Deputy Minister to respond, but I think it would be amiss on my part as Chairperson not to summarize what are the issues that are coming up. The issue of urgency of the matter, it cannot be contested. If we were to translate it into some form of a message from the committee, it would be saying, as you have presented and we have asked questions, what is outstanding is a time frame for this activity. We all accept the tribunal, then time frames. Even ordinary members of the public who we represent, they will always ask that question. So that might be something that then may not be done here. So that's it's a homework, and all we'll keep is that this matter is urgent. The contract, I think even that one, we must throw it back to both bodies. When I say both, I know it's not both. You've got the Municipal Demarcation Board, as well as the ministry that must account to us as well. I think we are saying to them, deal with the matter as well. Take into account the conditions that are prevailing in the demarcation board and the interests of the board and the public. I think those two issues, urgency, renewal of the contract, they should be homeworks for the department as well as the board. And possible, you might want to give us feedback in whatever form, so that there's some record that will say this is how the matter is being handled. I thought I should raise those, but I will then allow the Deputy Minister Appella, as well as the chairperson of the board, to wind up.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let's see if the camera is it's okay there. Thank you. No, I'm in an area where it's not as stable, Chair. I hope honorable members can see me, but I'll switch it off through your permission.
We see you, Deputy Minister. We see you.
It's not stable, Honorable Mkhalipi.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, I am, Honorable Mpumza. You can see me now. Now, thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me then take the issues from the honorable members, starting with Honorable Mkhalipi. Indeed, Honorable Mkhalipi, your role is to ensure oversight and to ensure an effective accountability. And the committees or institutions that are established by constitution, either it's chapter 9 or chapter 10, majority of them account and report to parliament. However, they get established through ministerial executive authority that then is responsible for them. And indeed, at the point when the matter was raised by the letter of the chair and then the letter of the CEO to the minister, the minister promptly attended to the matter as an executive authority at the point, and then ensured therefore that the board is evaluated, and the evaluation report was done, and indeed he then came up with the results that there are problems or challenges at the board. As to the passage coming to parliament, obviously you are now seeing and correctly so that it was honorable members when they hit, but also it's because letters did come also to honorable members of parliament by the chair and also by the secretary, not in a form of an agenda, but attentioning to the issues. And I'm glad that the portfolio committee took it upon itself by really then beginning to inquire on the matter, and indeed the issues were then brought to the fore as we are now on the matter even today in this meeting. But thank you very much to portfolio committee members for that standing work, and Honorable Mkhalipi, you are not undermining your role. We will continuously, obviously, work on such matters. But as to at what point does the matters come to the portfolio initiated, or at what point should matters be raised by members of the committees? Let's work together to ensure, therefore, that we're just within that same framework. Then on the issue of the Honorable Mkhalipi again, when we brought the issue as to the appointment of the CEO, we'll definitely take note of the agency. However, the power to appoint is with the board. But as you say, the board, in your own opinion, and also in the report that says there are three camps in it, might be incapacitated to finalize on this particular matter. We'll then take the issue with the minister then to say, what does the law say? Where does the minister intervene at the point? And then we'll have to look at the prescripts of the law so that the minister can then engage the board urgently on the issue, and noting the agency that honorable members are raising, and if the law permits, at the point where the minister can intervene, and the minister will duly do so, obviously having engaged with a board that already itself has its own challenges. And they will then be guided by the law that establishes the demarcation, the municipal demarcation board, as already is guiding us towards the establishment of the tribunal. I think there could be passages in the law that will also see where the minister intervenes if there's such a dispute arising between the board and the CEO, or within the board itself with one of the employees who's at the senior level. We'll then look at that particular issue through the department, and the team is here, is listening, they're taking note of it. And And then on the issue of the tribunal and the time frames, when the president establishes a tribunal as a procedure, there will be what we call terms of references that get negotiated between the presidency and the ministry that is responsible before the president can sign and then appoint even the tribunal members. In those terms of references, obviously, they will indicate the investigation and supported by the evaluation reports that are there too, that which will also be submitted, have been submitted. And the time frame will then be stipulated in those particular terms of reference. And for now, I think what we can note, Chair, as we said, the agency part of it, so that we could speedily ensure that the tribunal is appointed, and then secondly, that the terms of references are stipulated and they are clear, everybody knows what are they, so that the nation will also want to hear what is it that the government is doing about this particular matter of life, and which continuously impacts on them, particularly the inner boundaries or the outer boundaries when they get determined. We need a functional board, we need a functional institution. So we'll definitely make sure, therefore, that the agency note by the portfolio committee members here is also taken on board at the point, and hoping that we'll then impress on the presidency and the minister that the matter be attended to urgently, so that then we can then know the time frame. The cost, obviously, will arise along the way in terms of what the time frame says, and also what are the terms of references in going deeper into the issue, and hoping therefore that those men and women will be appointed can then also work within the time frames that will have been stipulated. So I think those are the issues that we are taking from this meeting, and thank you very much, honorable members. I know that we might not have given you the date of the time frames, but it's work in progress, and then as the committee is appointed or members of the panel appointed, and we hope therefore that we'll take it as you say, it's urgent. The nation should not be kept waiting, and then indeed the work of the demarcation board is as important to the nation, to ourselves, to parliament, and then everybody else. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson of the board.
Thank you, Chairperson, let me also state that we appreciate the support that the committee and the guidance that the committee is giving in this regard, and also the support that the ministry and the department has been providing. I must indicate, Chairperson, we are having a meeting as this body on Thursday, and the proposals that have been put forth in this meeting and the concerns that have been raised, I will definitely highlight them and put them to the board officially, so that they also are recorded, and also see if there is a way of addressing some of these concerns that have been raised in this meeting, and also to consider some of those proposals. Thanks very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me thank everybody now. We have come to almost the end. When I say everybody, the two deputy ministers, the acting DDG, and the board chairperson, as well as board members, and the CEO and team, and officials from Parliament, honorable members, we have come to the end of the meeting, and I think all of us, we have an idea of what is the way forward. But it moves back to both the ministry as well as the board. The interest of us as public representatives is that our people must be served well. And the only way to do that is to get the best out of everybody who is involved in the work of government. Otherwise, thank you very much. The meeting has come to an end.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. All the best to the board when they are sitting on this day.